Shaking white caps are breaking, we ain't feeling no pain. It goes like one margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot. Don't worry about tomorrow, leave all your sorrow out here on the floating dock. When that sun lays down, we'll be on our way. One more barefoot round, one more last chance to say,
bitch. What's going on, y'all? It is your boy Rex.
And it's your boy Skittles.
And welcome to Random Unnamed Podcast. Now, from here on out, I'm going to try to insert the word bitch into every song for every intro we play.
Right.
It's not much of a challenge, but at the same time, it's just one of the funner things in life.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Do just oh, bullshit. Because you can insert the word bitch into any song if you do it if you do it good enough.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean,
it works in gospel, too.
That's wrong, but it's true. Bitch is like one of the one cuss words that you put into any song and it works. No matter how you put it in there, it works.
Yeah, it defaces the song. Like, well, your intelligence is sort of my comedy, so.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I never got why people get so upset about curse words. Like, like just because you curse it makes you seem so less intelligent. Like, well, shit, how do you think it is if you complaining to bitching about a word?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, alright, in our house, I mean, shit, every other word is a cuss word. You know, I mean, it's just part of our normal everyday vocabulary.
Yeah.
I mean, our kids know better. I mean,
and that's the thing though nowadays too. Like, people are quick to say, "Oh, your kids are using foul language because you use foul language around them." It's not only because of that. It's also because the kids, like most parents, don't do it like the old school days, where if I catch you cussing, oh, I'm whooping.
Whooping ass, bar of soap.
Like, it just came down to a matter of respect and whatnot. And
oh yeah, most definitely. I mean, it's one of those. I mean, I mean everybody, you know, around their own parents tries not to cuss as much, you know. But I mean,
I try not to cuss around my uncle or my aunts.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I do it. I don't do. I try not to do it around other people. Like my grandparents when they come down for holidays. Yeah. You know, my mom. I try not to do it around her, but I do it anyways. You know, when I'm, you know, at somebody's business. You know.
Yeah.
I try not to do it, especially if it's
There's a time and a place for them.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, it's one of those that you can still say it as much as you want. But not to a limit, but like, how do I put it? It's one of those, you try not to do it when you're in public to show respect to everybody around you.
Yeah.
But there's going to be times where the shit just slips out.
Yeah.
You know, but hey,
shit happens.
Yeah. So,
hold on. One more thing about it, too, though. This is the thing I don't like. Somebody will sit there and be like, I don't like curse words. I don't use curse words. They're so vulgar. Mm-hmm. But they turn around and love the fuck out of Eric Cartman and will quote everything that little motherfucker says.
Oh, yeah. Most fucking definitely. So, yeah, it's, yeah. A lot of things can go back to South Park. But, all right, so what the fuck's been up? You back in the studio this week?
Yeah.
So, which is kind of, it's kind of funny to say that, because even though we remote recorded last week and whatnot, you were still here the day before.
Right.
And you just chose not to come over. Last Sunday when we were supposed to record, but
It was hot.
Actually, no. You chose not to come over Sunday, and then we actually recorded last Monday.
Yeah.
That's right.
But, yeah, because it was fucking hot, man. Yeah.
Last week it was hot.
I was expecting to have my bike fixed so I can get some fucking exercise in and shit. Mm-hmm. Nah, I got to fucking order the pedals myself.
So, all besides work, what's been up?
Other than work, not much, man. Like, I'm still on the fence about the whole CP Chris's podcasting because of what happened. Like, that shit still, like, it's one of those, like, I'm gonna have to start creating documentation for certain people.
Oh,
like, hey, look, like, I don't want any underage people on my show unless, like, unless your mom and dad is cool and shit,
mm-hmm.
or if I just knew you if I know you personally or whatnot, from either just through connection of friends and family and whatnot, I'm gonna have you sign this form,
right? Yeah.
And like, hey, and it's not gonna be a formal. It's gonna be a dark document, but it's gonna have certain words like, look. The once, shit we yeah, talk about.
Yeah, once the shit's recorded and uploaded,
you get one wipe. You get one subject wiped, and that's it. You get one edit out.
Right. So
it's one edit.
Yeah, I mean, so for me, I mean, I ain't been doing much, but my kids go back to school in 2 weeks, all online. Which I don't know how I feel about it yet. We got a printer the other day, so.
And y'all got a big ass thing of sticky notes.
Mrs. Skittles asked for that.
So, for what? So
because she has these binders right here. With her working from home right now. She has all these binders that has all the information that she needs when she's on the phone to customers and shit like that.
Right.
And so, what she'll do is she has sticky notes throughout the entire binder of little notes. Or little case numbers or something like that, where she could be, like, if she's on the phone to somebody and somebody has a similar case, mm-hmm. she could write that number down or the case number down, put it in her binder, and then be able to use that as reference in the future if she has another case that's just like that. So, but...
my question to you is, how many of these will be kick me signs?
Well, the package hasn't been opened yet, so none just yet. But at some point, some way, one way or another, a couple of those whole things will probably used to be some type of prank. So,
so today we have a topic. That is requested that we need to talk about.
A requested topic. I post, again, if you follow us on Twitter.
Which is at RU_podcast.
You'll know that I posted yesterday on our Twitter account asking if there was any topics that anybody wanted us to talk about this week. And we got a requested topic of the second stimulus package. So we'll get into that. I think we've talked a little about it in past episodes. Not a lot, because...
And in our pregame episode.
Yeah. So, all right. So, we all know what happened with the first stimulus. And we all got $1,200. Married couples got $2,400. And for each child, you got another $600. And then if you were on unemployment, you were getting $600 a week in bonus on top of what you were already getting. So, in essence, if somebody was getting $250, $500 a week, plus the $600 a week, times two, that's $1,200. So, every 2 weeks, you were getting a check for $1,700 twice a month. That's $3,400 a month.
That's right.
So,
But not for long.
That's a decent amount of money. So, the first stimulus package, the $600 unemployment rate or bump ended last week. Okay. So everybody who's going to start getting their unemployment starting this week will no longer see that $600 a week bonus or $1,200 a check. So people are already bitching and complaining about it. And the biggest thing.
Oh, they're going to bitch more when they actually found out how. Like if you know how unemployment actually works, that extra 600 is going to be the least of your worries. Because unemployment doesn't last forever.
Nope. Well, and that's the thing, too, is so it doesn't last forever. I'm not exactly 100% sure on the exact length of it lasting. So, I know it lasts about 6 months, I believe.
All right, so put it like this. Let's use good old Save Mart Center, for example. Let's say you've been working at Save Mart Center for about 10 years and for those 10 years you worked at every year you worked the average of, let's say, or 200 hours. All right, that average amount of years, that average amount of hours you work for those 10 years could total up to how much you would get for unemployment. And just
Because at one point earlier this year, when I filed for unemployment before all of this actually started, I got approved for like $400 a week, and then so it would have been $800 because when I was working my job last year, I was making a decent amount of money. So, I mean, I got approved for $400 a week. That would have been $800 a fucking check. And then, you know, $1,600 a month. I mean, that's nice. That's fucking nice. And then on top of that, if I would have been collecting it this entire time, that's an extra $2,400 that I would have been collecting on top of that. That's been nice ass money.
And the best thing about that, that whole situation too, though, is now that you're not collecting that, just imagine when you start working how much more you're gonna build up.
Oh yeah, exactly. So, All right. So with the unemployment thing, I thought it ran out on the 25th of July. I'm mistaken as I'm reading this. It officially lapsed Friday, July 31st. So I was off by a week. Trump has taken to Twitter and endorsed wanting to keep the $600 weekly thing. Okay.
Go ahead. So after this subject, we need to talk about why I came this morning came across a post that said Twump. I'm over here sounding like Elmer Fudd and shit. Trump wants to ban TikTok or something like that.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a minute. I've seen that, but and I have my reasons for agreeing with that. But So it elapsed this last Friday on the 31st. Trump has said he wants to extend the $600 payment. Other Republicans want it to be less, and I agree with this. Republicans in the Senate had been fighting to trim back the $600 a week benefit, saying it must be slashed so that people don't make more money in unemployment than they would if they returned to work.
Yeah,
exactly. I'm sorry, whether you're a Republican, a Democrat, I don't care who you are.
Republican, Democrat, liberal, black, white, Asian.
Yeah, exactly. The $600 a week is fucking it's nice. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. Anybody who's getting unemployment right now is living life.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and hey, more power to you if you're collecting it.
Exactly.
But at the same time, more people are making more money collecting unemployment right now than they would be if they were actually working. That's not how it should be.
Mm-mm.
So, I mean, now, if you're a socialist and you're into socialism, then right now you're living large. You know, this is the way you want life to be. But not everybody wants it like that. You know, and I'm personally somebody who I'd rather work for my money than, You know, it's kind of fucked up to say that, even though what I went to jail for. But, you know,
I'm that's why you have to watch Money Heist.
Right? But I'm somebody who I'd rather work for my money and know that the money I'm earning is, you know.
From your hard-earned work, hard work and whatnot.
Yeah, instead of just being handed money, you know. Which, hey, you're giving me free money. I'm not going to deny it. But at the same time, I still rather be working.
Like this, like once you get comfortable enough with getting free handouts, you you regress back to a state where you feel like you're getting taken care of, and you don't feel like doing shit anymore because you're getting this extra $600 and you're making more off of that shit than you do working. And Now that this shit is basically getting slashed, people are going to be like, holy shit, I'm going to have to go back to work.
Well, and I was just reading that same article that if you are collecting unemployment right now, okay, and they do pass a new stimulus package or a new bill or whatever to reset the unemployment bump, no matter how much it is, it's retroactive. So anybody who's getting it right now will get back pay once the whole thing starts up again. So I mean, if you're getting, no matter how much money you're getting, whether it's $100 or $250 or whatever it is, I mean, you're gonna get retroactive. So people are gonna get a decent amount of money again on top of their stimulus package, you know. And now, speaking of the actual stimulus check, you hear different numbers. Some people have said it's $1,200. Some people have said it's $600. It all just depends. Now, this one, okay, so this one says it'll be $1,200. Qualified proposed max of $1,200. All right, so $1,200. Sounds like it'll be another $2,400. Yeah. So, this the website says it's going to be the same as the last one. So, individuals will be $1,200, married couples will be $2,400, and then $600 for each kid. So, for Mrs. Skittles and I, it'll be the, what was it? $4,200. Yeah, $4,200, you know. Which, all right, hey, I'm not gonna bitch about getting $4,200 in my pocket. We got enough Dragon Ball and Final Fantasy shit coming out in the next couple of months. I need that money. So, but there is something, though, and this is something that people need to pay attention to, is, oh shit, wrong article again.
When you swing at someone's leader and they play in the gate, the auto still procs.
This pack, okay, so.
DBS talking. We don't know.
Right? So, next Friday, okay, all of Congress is going on a month-long recess. So, Congress will not be in session for an entire month. So, if they do not, okay, so, and this is the topic. If it the Senate passes it on Thursday, the House can pass it as early as Friday, and the President can sign it as early as next Monday, the 10th, which means the first checks could go out as early as August 24th. That's, all right, hey, August 24th, hey. That's a Monday, that's right around the time where fucking pre-orders for the new set 12, right, no, set, hey, that's set 11, sorry. We'll be ready. So, but the fucked up part.
That's also key time to save up. And if you're trying to get that PS5, trade in your old system.
Exactly.
And get that PlayStation 5, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. But if they don't pass it by Friday, then they'll be gone for the month. The Senate could pass it as early as September 8th, which means the House could pass it on the 9th. And the President can sign it on September 10th or 11th. but the first checks would not be sent out until the end of September. So it all varies on when we, the Congress, the Senate, and people can agree upon an actual package. So if we want our money sooner, you know, our Congress needs to pass the shit sooner, you know, this week. Because if it's not this week, we got to wait a whole another month.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I think it's just, here we go. Hold on. Yeah, as we're reading this, there's fucking, I'm trying to fucking.
New shit pops up.
Yeah. So, all right. So, stimulus check number one. All right. So, this what page says there's four plans compared. First plan would be the same as last time. It's $1,200 a check plus $500 for each dependent. So, married couples, $24, $500 for each kid. With no age gap, which helps high school students, college students, and other adult dependents. All right, so the last time it was anybody under the age of 17 that you claimed as a dependent. The income requirements would be the same, $75,000, $150,000 for married. Like the first stimulus check, the stimulus check would... reduced by $5 for every $100 over the income limit. The second package would be a $1,200 check and $1,200 for each dependent. So it would be $1,200 for each individual, $24 for married, $1,200 for each dependent, again with no age gap. Again, same requirements for income.
Y'all could also go check all this information out on Forbes.
Yeah, Forbes, since I got it out. Another third option is 1,000 checks for each person. Oh, okay, my bad. Sorry. So it's 1,000 for each individual, 2,000 for couples, and 1,000 for each dependent. Same income requirements. The fourth one. Oh shit. The fourth plan was introduced by Kamala Harris, Bernie Sanders, and Markey. Introduced the monthly economic crisis support, which would give $2,000 a month for each individual, $4,000 a month for married couples, $2,000 a month for each adult and child dependent, regardless of age. And then if you earned less than $120,000 of your AGI, your adjusted gross income, you would receive the second stimulus package. And the stimulus payments would start begin to phase out over $100,000.
Holy shit.
A family of four with married joint filers could receive up to $10,000 under this proposal. I think they meant family of five. Because the $4,000 for married, yeah, and then $2,000 for each, that's only eight. So I think they meant a family of five.
Yeah.
Could be $10,000. So that means Mrs. Skittles and I would get $10,000 a month. But it doesn't say for how long, though.
And plus the likely chance of that
happening. Oh, there's no way that one's happening. I'm just going to tell you that now. So, I mean, I don't know where anybody gets where we're going to get less. Because, to be honest, everything so far sounds like we're going to get the same or slightly more. I think
what they're also factoring into is the fact that the income that they're getting right now is also going in towards what they get yearly.
Yeah. I still see, like this page says, more than likely option number one, which will be the same exact stimulus as we got last time. Slightly less likely is option number two, which is $1,200 per person, including dependents.
Yeah, three and four.
Option number three says maybe. Option number four says low to zero. But so I don't see where anybody says that it's going to be lower, because it's going to be either the same or it's going to be slightly more. And with the unemployment thing, more than likely going to be the same thing.
That's just the fear of them not want to go back to work.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm unfortunately not working right now, so it kind of sucks, you know? And that's not because I'm not trying. I don't get unemployment, you know? I'm not sitting here on my ass because I do get unemployment, because I don't. I just can't find anything.
Exactly. And then not only that, it's just the schedule. It's hard for you to find anything too, due to the schedule that Mrs. Skittles has.
Yes. When she gets up at 6 o'clock in the morning, she's off at 2:30 in the afternoon. You know, unless I find a night job. But even then, now that the kids are going back to school, somebody's got to be here in the mornings to be able to take care of the kids and get them set up for school now. You know, so I mean, but I am thinking about, and if anybody wants to hit me up on Twitter and talk about it, I am thinking, because we are remodeling the studio slightly in the next week. We're actually going to build a second desk in here.
Yeah.
And so that way we can permanently have our recording stuff up. But on top of that, I'm actually thinking about starting to Twitch. And try to get the Twitch affiliate and partners and everything with Twitch. So if anybody wants to fucking hit us up on Twitter about talking about that. So, because I'm thinking about doing that because I have the TV for it. I can bust the PlayStation, put the PlayStation in here.
Yep.
So I'm thinking about it, but I'm not sure what I'm going to do with that yet. So, all right. So now what were you saying about Trump and...
he wants to ban TikTok or something like that.
All right, let me see if I can.
I seen it on Facebook this morning at work. I was like, what in the fuck? Facebook, social media is a very dangerous place.
Oh, it really is. It really, really is.
Fuck her attitude. I'm out. I'm just kidding. I'm going to apologize because I still need to get laid every once in a while.
Shit. Okay, so Trump threatens to ban TikTok in the United States. Microsoft is still in talks with TikTok from buying it from its Chinese owners. Okay. I mean, India banned it. I believe it was India. India banned TikTok in general. And that's because, and I can semi see it because, you know, there has been multiple complaints and confirmed cases that the app was spying on people and recording when it wasn't supposed to be recording. It was doing shit that it wasn't supposed to be doing to their phones. So there have been multiple cases and confirmed cases of the phones and the app fucking with the person's actual information, too. So, I mean, I can kind of see it.
Mm-hmm.
And whatnot. I personally do not use TikTok. I don't think Mrs. Skittles does, but I'm not entirely sure. So, I mean, we'll see what happens. I think if Microsoft is going to buy it out, then it'll be revamped and it'll be redone. You know? Why isn't mainstream media news covering this? That's funny. It's a picture of fucking... what's it? Dude, it's been so long since I've watched The Walking Dead.
Daryl and Shane.
Daryl... No. No. No, not Daryl. No, that's not Daryl.
Fuck. What was it?
The main character. The sheriff. I know that one dude is Shane.
Yeah, Shane. Daryl's fucking one of the guys from...
That's Norman Reedus.
Yeah. Famous from Boondock Saints.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Rick, there we go.
Yeah, Rick, there we go. It's a picture of Rick and Shane. Fuck, it's been so long since I watched that shit, though. It's not the same as it was. Definitely.
I just came across it. This is why Facebook is dangerous. There's a picture of Will Smith, and it says, we don't cheat. It says, let's make sure we're all doing our part this month of August. #4Will, #4Will, #detangle, Hashtag August. We don't cheat for us. We do it for Will.
Fuck. All right. So the world of sports. You know what I miss? I don't remember. You probably remember. But you remember how... Was it Fox that always did the world, the wonderful world of sports or something like that? Yeah. That theme song that led into their sports and shit like that? So that'd be cool to get. But, all right, so the world of sports. A lot has happened in the last week. The Bella Twins both welcomed their babies this week, both one day apart. That shit had to be planned. I swear to fucking God, that shit had to be planned. I don't know how they did it. Shit had to be playing though. So, but congrats to them. I don't think they released their names yet. Nikki had a boy. Bree and Daniel Bryan celebrated with a son. So, both had a boy. That means Bree and Daniel both now have one and one. One boy, one girl. So, congrats to them.
Yep.
For sure. Yoannis Cespedes opts out of the MLB season due to COVID-19. Lorenzo Cain also announced that he was opting out for the year. Players of the Pac-12 have announced that they're going to start opting out of the season over concerns of COVID-19 this year because of what's going on. Nobody gives a shit about the Dodgers. Hockey is back. They're pretty much right into their playoffs. They're doing a round robin playoff thing. It's kind of cool. I don't really care about hockey all that much, so eh. Basketball is back. Basketball started yesterday on Saturday with the Miami Heat starting the restart. They whooped ass 125-105. You said the Lakers lost yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the Lakers lost. We still have baseball going, which I'm kind of surprised, but there has been new news about that. The Miami Marlins have pretty much canceled their entire season. They have pretty much canceled their entire season due to 9 players testing positive right after the season started. So all of their games are being postponed, if not canceled. So, we'll see what happens with that. That's pretty much it that has happened in the last week. James Harden put on a show when the Rockets won. I mean, yeah, that's pretty much it in this world of sports.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. There's not much going on.
No. I mean, a lot of shit's changing, so to speak. It's different. Oh, you know what also happened this week in the world of sports? NFL came back. Training camp started this last week. And then on top of that, we talked about it a little bit last week. But... it was kind of hard due to being over the phone and whatnot. But the NFL Network finished their top 100. And so we finished, I think we finished at the top 40 last week. So let me find fucking, hold on. I know it's here because I just saw it. Gotta find it. All right, here we go. We left off on number 40 last week.
Yeah.
So, let me get down to fucking 40. Alright. Number 40. Oh, now this shit's gonna be slow. Alright. Daniel Hunter from Minnesota. Shit, what the fuck? You gotta be kidding me. Alright, here we go. 39. Tyrann Mathews. Alright, I can see that.
Yeah.
Chris Godwin, number 38. Alright. Jalen Ramsey, number 37. Nick Chubb, 36. Minka Fitzpatrick, number 35. I agree with that. Joey Bosa, number 34. Aaron Jones, 33. Shaquille Barrett, number 32. Shaquan Barkley, number 31. Mike Evans, number 30. Quentin Nelson, offensive line, makes his debut on the countdown at number 29. Richard Sherman finds himself back on the number 100 list at number 28.
Okay. Yeah.
Jamal Adams, number 37, the top ranked safety in the league. The ninth year on the list at number 26, Von Miller. Number 25 jumps up 68 spots on the NFL top 100 list.
TJ 90 volt watts.
Yeah. TJ Watt, highest rated Watt brother on the list. Derek didn't make the list. But yeah, I think he deserves to be a little bit higher, to be honest. But I mean, 25, I mean, he's got the skills of his brother for sure.
Yeah.
He's almost just as good as his brother. Number 24, Zeke. I don't agree with that, but that's because I hate the Cowgirls. But
I believe Saquon Barkley should be up there higher, too. Yes. Don't get me wrong, Zeke is a good running back, but he doesn't get those explosive. He doesn't really get that many explosive runs. He runs. He carries the ball like 50 times to get over.
Mm-hmm.
Over
well, I also think
amount of yards compared to Saquon Barkley, who'll go one, mm-hmm. two, and then boom, big ass burst out of nowhere.
Well, I also think Alvin Kamara should be somewhere up here, and he's in the fucking 40s, right? So, number 23, Cameron Jordan. Number 22, Tyreek Hill. 21, his first top 100 debut, Dalvin Cook. Which I agree with 21.
Yeah.
I mean, he could be slightly higher, but number 20, up 31 spots from last year, Deshaun Watson.
You gotta give him a little bit more credit than that.
Again, me personally, as a Texans fan, he should be in the top 10. But, again, that's just personal. But, again, I think he's one of the top quarterbacks in the league.
Just give this man an O-line.
Yeah, oh God.
That's all he needs is an O-line.
I've been asking that since 2002.
Since he came in.
Since the Texans started. Number 19, the sack master of Chi-Town.
Return of the Mac. Yeah, yeah. Return of the Mac.
Khalil Mack. Number 18 goes to Travis Kelce. And the top-ranked rookie and top-ranked defensive end on the NFL Top 100 goes to the San Francisco's 49ers defensive end, Nick Bosa.
Dude. You don't know how... The times where we didn't have Nick Bosa or any of our other main people on defense, shit, even when we didn't have Kittle in, we were still like, fuck, fuck. Mm-hmm. Fuck, but we still held our own though. Like,
oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Now that you guys have a good defense, a good offense, you guys will compete for the next couple years. That's for sure. Number 16th, Aaron Rodgers. Number 15,
Chandler Jones.
The highest ranking of his career, Chandler Jones.
It's Tom and Brady.
At number 14. Number 13, the top-ranked linebacker, once again on the top 100, is Bobby Wagner.
Drew Brees' Jesus.
NFL's all-time leader in touchdowns, completion percentage, and passing yards. Dude,
fucking Chisel Adonis did I was watching one of his game highlight commentaries, and it... Dude, that the Niner, That game, Niners versus Saints, was like the best game.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I was like, holy
Honestly, that was easily one, if not the best game of the year last year. That was
not only that, spectacular. Not only that, I hate it when people can't say that a quarterback can't throw.
Mm-hmm.
And by, like, you see, Jimmy Garoppolo still needs work.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to give credit where credit is due.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
When he made passes count mm-hmm. in that game.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And I think that's the thing is, you know, quarterbacks are supposed to be out there to lead the team to a victory and everything like that. All right, I agree with that to a point. But at the same time, you can have a quarterback that goes out there and throws a ball 50 times and completes. All right. Answer me the question then. Would you rather have a quarterback, okay, that throws the ball 50 times, but only completes 17 passes, but scores 4 touchdowns, and you win the game, okay? Or would you rather have a quarterback who throws the ball 20 times, completes 19 of 20 passes, 1 touchdown, and you don't win the game?
Shit, option 1 all day. I mean,
I don't give a shit how many times you throw the fucking ball. If you make the balls and throws matter, and each completed pass matters, I don't give a shit how many times you throw the fucking ball.
Right.
But if you throw the ball 20 fucking times and you complete every pass, great. But if the balls don't matter, and if you're not scoring touchdowns in the long run, then what's the point? You know, not what's the point, but at the same time,
stats look nice and all, but stats don't win.
Yeah.
Stats alone don't win games.
Yeah. All right, number 11. For the top 15 in the 6th straight year, Julio Jones.
I think he could have been a little bit lower this year.
Yeah.
Because he didn't really do shit.
No. All right, here we go. The top 10. Where the fuck did they go? All right, here we go. Fuck. all right, number 10. Jumps up 89 spots.
Shouts out to Chisel Adonis for this. Oh, Henry.
Derrick Henry. Up to number 10. Number 9. The top cornerback on the list. Is it Stephen?
Yeah.
Stephen Gilmore.
Stephon.
Whatever. Ah, shit. Fuck this shit. How is that? How the fuck is that? For the first time in his career, in the top 10 on the NFL top 100 list, DeAndre fucking Hopkins.
That's bullshit.
How the fuck?
Erase that Cardinal logo.
Yeah. Fuck all that shit. And the worst part is he got the Cardinal logo right there. And he's still in a rep in a fucking Texan jersey. It's like, fuck. It's wrong. The highest voted tight end on the list checks in at number 7, the top ranked 49er as well, George Kittle.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that. I'm cool with him being in the top 10.
I'll tell you one thing, though. After this year, we have to pay that man.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Because I understand the moves they're making right now
mm-hmm.
as far as, like, because his agent wants to get him more money, which he deserves.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, we don't want another situation like we had with Kaepernick.
Mm-hmm.
After getting all that money, start slacking off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I told
you. Stay consistent, and then you get paid.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. All right, here we go. Number 6. Run CMC, Christian McCaffrey.
A.K.A. Blue Eyes, White Privilege. Shouts out to Chisel Adonis for that one.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of shit
in
his videos where I actually use
Oh yeah
for the actual players.
with 149 catches last year, an NFL record. Number 5 goes to Michael Thomas.
Hey.
I didn't realize he had 149. Holy fuck. Number 4. For the second year on the countdown, Pat Mahomes. How's he number 4? I don't know who 1, 2, or 3 is. How the fuck is he number 4? If he's number 4, who the fuck is 1, 2, and 3? That's my question. I'm like, the fuck? All right, here we go. Number 3. 3 straight years in the top 10. Aaron Donald.
Okay.
I would still put Mahomes above him, though. But all right, whatever. All right, number 2. Russell Wilson. Nope. All right, I know who number 1 is. Now I'm thinking about it. I know who number 1 is. But I still think that... all right, so here we go. We're going to have a special guest on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome my cousin Justin to the Random Unnamed Podcast.
Hey, yo, Dragonfire 3, what's happening?
How are you guys doing?
What is up? How are you doing? On?
Yo, give me 1 second.
He's got to put his AirPods in. He can't hear.
Yeah.
And he talks hella quiet when he doesn't have his AirPods in.
Yeah.
All right, so we wait for him. All right. Mahomes is still higher ranked than...
And he said, hey, welcome. And I'm currently now on the podcast.
All right. Now you got two, now we got 2 lab. So, all right, hold on. You're going to go on hold for just a minute while we finish our conversation real quick. You're going to go on hold.
Hold. Oh, I'm going on hold. Okay, that's cool.
All right, so to finish our countdown list real quick, number 1 is Lamar fucking Jackson. All right, I agree with that one. But Mahomes still deserves to be number 2. That's for
sure. I think it's all going to come... I think they're also looking future-wise, too.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. But, I mean, overall, I mean, he might not have won the Super Bowl last year or anything like that. But, I mean...
But he proved that he's a threat to not only his division, but to all 31 teams.
Oh, most fucking definitely. So, yeah. All right, I agree with that one. So, all right. It's, all right. All right.
Me.
Welcome back, Justin, to the Random Monday Podcast.
What's going on?
Hello, guys.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
What is up? Why are you calling me? No, I'm kidding. What's up?
I'm doing something important right now.
Hey, we're important.
Unless we're you guys important. Are just effing with me.
What? No, we are actually recording. So, what is up?
Nothing much. I just was wanting to play on chat.
Our episode is almost over. Our episode's almost over, so I will get on Untapped when we are done.
I'm on the podcast right now. I will take care of it.
Damn.
I wasn't trying to get on the podcast.
Who back there hating?
No, I'm not back to hating.
No. We're saying who is back there fucking with you while you're on the podcast with us.
It's my grandpa, Chris.
All right, we won't talk shit then. Right, yeah. Now, if it was Sean on the other hand, so for a minute, we'll just pretend it was Sean. Well, fuck you, Sean. So
that's why Skittles Jr. wants to sleep with
you. Yes, that is why Skittles Jr. wants to sleep with Sean's girlfriend. All right, we are good. So I will get on Untapped in a little bit.
All
right,
see you later, buddy.
All right, later.
Oh shit!
Sean's gonna be like, "What the fuck was that about?"
Right?
Like, ask Jay, like, yo, ask Skills Junior, man.
Right? All right. So, you got a song of the week? No, yes,
actually, I do.
All right, cool. Well, in the world of music, I am. All right. So,
I hate when I go out in public and the public be there.
That's fucking true. All right, so in the world of music, Beyonce released her visual album on
Disney Plus, right?
Disney Plus today. Dude, look at Adele. That is not fucking Adele. I swear to fucking God, that is not fucking Adele, but it is. She has lost so much weight.
Shit.
She looks good, though. I'm not saying she doesn't.
She is,
because
she was
really... But look, that's Adele. That's not Adele.
That's surgery.
Right? But yeah, see? I mean, she looks good, though. I'm not saying she don't.
And she was rolling in that deep. Lost weight.
So yeah. So, you got a song? You got a song of the week? You got to connect your shit to the Roadcaster, huh?
Yeah.
All right. So, while he does that, I'm going to play mine. Now, we like to get controversial.
Or instead, I could just go on yours and look
at the song. Yeah, you could just find the shit on my phone.
Be a lot easier.
Is it on Spotify?
Yeah.
All right. There you go. All right, that's down. All right, so while he finds that, I'm going to play mine. We like to get controversial on this show, somewhat. Somewhat. Not a lot, somewhat. So, there's a musician. He's a hardcore Republican. And I'm not playing this song because I agree with everything that he says or anything like that. But it's just, I like the song. And, but it's kind of funny. And it's kind of true. And it's kind of one of those things with everything that's going on. It kind of makes sense. So I'm going to play it. But his name's Buddy Brown, I believe it is. And whatnot. So I'm going to play it. And the song's called If This Country Still Had Balls.
Strange man walks in holding his gun. He kills somebody and he's on the run. Out the door and into the busy streets. Cops chase him around town for an hour or two. Go back home, he's on the evening news. They tell us it's all right, we got him in custody. Well, maybe it's me, but I'm scratching my head, wondering why that SOB ain't dead. When everyone knows it's him, why should we wait? It's time we go back to hanging them high.
So yeah, we gotta try to keep the shit under 30 seconds. That's why
yeah.
It gets right to the fucking chorus right around the 30-second mark. But yeah, it talks about fucking, it talks about, you know, going back to hang. All right, if the dude killed somebody, it's obvious that he did. Everybody knew he fucking did. You know, back in the day, we just hung his ass. Why the fuck? Why the fuck not? I mean, I get that we're not that type of society anymore or anything like that. All right, cool.
Stone him!
I shit you not, back in those days, I would want to throw a rock at someone that's... you know how people...
Mm-hmm.
Back then, yeah. Right before they get hung, people throwing rocks, old-ass potatoes and shit like that. I would throw a rock, but I wouldn't intentionally hit the dude. I'll probably hit somebody else on stage. But damn.
Right?
I swear, officer, I didn't mean to hit you.
All right. Shit.
So, my song is called Algorithm by Childish Gambino. So, there's a mean-ass meaning between
in that song. Like I had to read. I was reading the lyrics because whatever song I listen to, if I can find the lyrics to it, the lyrics of it, I read the lyrics. So remember that it's an old ass song. He uses it for his chorus, but he uses some of it for his chorus. He goes, "Everybody, move your body. Now do it. Here is something that's gonna make you move and groove." And then he goes, "Please don't lose that tempo algorithm. Do as they told you, algorithm." I was like, "Huh." And then, but before that, when he does mention, he says something. He goes, "What is life meaning? What is the meaning of life?" And then he sums up all. He sums up both of his verses with, "The algorithm is perfect." I was like, "Huh."
I have to listen to that. Well, we can, I mean, it's been a while since we played this song. I got one more song. I have it up already playing. We haven't had this song play on the show in a long ass time. Because I remember at one point, this song made an appearance on our show every week for probably a good month or two.
You slip and slide. Damn. This next part's my favorite part of this time to shine.
Gonna do the two-step in cowboy boogie. Grab a sweetheart and spin our wing. Do the hold down and get into it.
I got you right here.
Take it to the left now, then dip. Bitch, don't slow down.
Take a sip with it.
Put your head. Send it. It's simple. You can do it.
Slide to the left. Slide to the right. It's been a minute. It's been a minute.
You know what? That just from. Now I actually need to connect my Bluetooth. No, go to YouTube real quick.
YouTube.
Remember the titty song that you played?
Oh, uh-huh. Drop them out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And let me see if I can find it. So
we were talking. I mean, all right. So I mentioned it earlier in the show that my kids are going back to school in, you know, 2 weeks, August 17th. So two episodes from now, they'll be going back to school. So a school reopened. I'm trying to find out where.
I think I found it.
All right, go ahead. You play that while I try to find out where this school's at. All go right. ahead.
This is called "Let Me Suck Them Titties, Baby."
Sucking titties, I know, yeah, I know, yeah, 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 yeah. Let me suck them titties, baby. No, oh, oh, yeah, let me suck them titties, baby. Let me suck them titties, baby. Yeah, I know. Suck them titties on the west side. Suck them titties on the breast side. Best titties I ever had. Oh, let me suck them titties right now. From the night turn it down, girl. Suck one, maybe two. Damn boy gone, yeah. Let me suck them titties, baby. Oh, yeah. Let me suck them titties.
Oh, shit. Oh, that's funny. Okay, so the school that I was talking about, okay, so it opened, all right, first day of school, okay, welcome back all the students. It did not make it even a day before they had to shut everything down because a student who did not know they were positive went to school. And so just hours into the first day of classes on Thursday, a call from the county health department notified Greenville Central Junior High School in Indiana that a student who had walked the halls and sat in various classrooms had tested positive for COVID-19. Administrators began an emergency protocol isolating the student and ordering everyone who came in contact, close contact with the person, including several other students to quarantine for 14 days. It is unclear whether the student infected anyone else. So, the superintendent, his quote, "We knew it was a when, not if," said the superintendent. "But we were very shocked it was on day one." So, if you knew it was going to happen,
why the fuck would you open the school back up in general?
Yeah. I mean, hey, I don't want my kids doing school from home. All right? I will be the first parent to say that. And I know there are many fucking parents that agree with me. We don't want our kids to be learning from home. It will not be the same. They will not get the same education as they were if they were at home, at school. All right? So, All right. But at the same time, I've said it before. For the safety of my family, for the safety of my kids, I am perfectly okay with them being at school. Or, fucking not at school. At home. Fuck, can't speak. But at home, you know, to make sure they don't get sick. To make sure that they're safe. Right. I'm 100% okay with that. You know? Of course we want our kids to go back to school. We would like...
Ooh, if we, kids go back to school, I can stop scrubbing the toilets.
Right. That is true. That is true. But then again, there would be no after-school program. Exactly. If you really think about it, there would be no after-school program. So you'd still be scrubbing toilets.
No, no. No, because the way that my job is wanted to do everything is follow the school district.
Oh, okay.
So gotcha. if schools went back in sessions, we would have opened back up our rec centers and everything like that.
Gotcha.
But since they're doing everything online, we ain't going to do shit online. That's just going to be a waste of time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll be playing Untapped all day and shit.
Right?
I mean, I kind of do that already. But, but yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like I said, I'm the first parent to say I want my kids to go back to school. But at the same time, it is a matter of when and whatnot. Even Fresno Unified, the school district that my kids are in, the superintendent even said that schools will not open in Fresno Unified unless Fresno County is off of the state monitoring list for more than 14 days in a row. Okay. But until that happens, schools will not reopen. My concern, though, is, all right, that's first. Honestly, we saw the second wave hit. And it's still, I mean, it's kind of flattening out, but it's kind of still, you know, surging in certain places and everything like that.
Community is full as fuck, yo.
Yeah, our local hospital is fucking full. Its bed is, capacity is at full, you know. But what I'm saying is I don't see it not having a third or fourth wave. Because you know that come October, November, when the flu, the regular flu, starts to hit, there will be a jump, if not more, cases of COVID-19 than the flu. Sorry. But at the same time, how many of these cases of COVID-19 have really been the flu? And we've all been quarantining ourselves because we have the flu. You know? So, I think that's part of the
like
thing.
I'll keep saying this again. I don't know if I said it before, but this shit's real, yo. Like,
this shit is real.
I don't care how people say, oh, it's a thing that a government control. It's like Fox died from Metal Gear, which I made that analogy earlier today, which is fucking funny. But
right.
But for those who don't play Metal Gear, go ahead, check that out and learn about Fox's Eye. You learn about it from part one and then jump to part four and see how you'll get the whole COVID thing. But I don't care how people say, oh, this COVID shit is used to control people to stay inside for a whole bunch of money. I don't care about all those theories. All I know is it's a fact that this shit's real and people are infected and people are dying off of this shit. So once everyone actually sees this as a threat as it is, then maybe people can get a better understanding of why wearing a mask may not prevent it, but it actually it actually slows down the spread. That's the thing that people, that's the thing that that doctors are trying to portray.
They're trying to get their point across of saying, hey, you might not agree with it, but dude, come on, there's other people in the world. You gotta care about.
It's like the whole pee thing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We talked about it. We used that analogy a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Like if you get, like if some,
if you're both naked, somebody pisses on you,
you get wet.
If you have pants on and the person taking a piss has, if the person taking a piss is naked and you have pants on, then you won't get as wet. But if you both have pants on and the dude pisses on himself, he's the only one getting it, not you. So,
and not only that, if anything jumps out, it's not as much.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That has to be a strong ass dream to go through your jeans.
Right? Right? So let's see. What else is going on? This morning, the NASA SpaceX astronauts who had a successful launch a couple weeks ago made a successful splashdown in the Gulf of Mexico, returning back to Earth. So they made it home. Yay. Here we go. Now, this one's weird. Jamaica's Supreme Court rules that schools can ban dreadlocks in Jamaica. Alrighty.
What the fuck? What? That's like African. That's like Africa banning black people to go to school. Like, what kind of shit?
That's like England getting mad at
other people in their country for using English.
Oh shit! Fuck? That's fucking funny.
Oh man.
Oh, all right. So, all right. Slightly controversial for a minute. Okay. Now, we all remember the Boston Marathon bombings.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, if you remember correctly, there was two of them. One of them was shot and killed the day after by the police. Okay. The other one was found later the next day and was arrested, and he's been in jail since. He is currently on trial and whatnot. Sorry. This was Friday. Okay. It was announced that the Federal Court of Appeals announced and overturned the death sentence of him. He was sentenced to death for the death penalty. They overturned it, and now he gets life in prison. Now, whether you agree with Trump or not, whether you have a problem with Trump or not, he made the tweet that what happened was complete bullshit. Pretty much, it's fucked up. How the fuck do you overturn a death penalty to somebody who's, since 9/11, is the biggest domestic terrorist since 9/11? How the fuck do you overturn that? And I 100% agree with Trump's tweet on this, where he says that there should be another appeal, but in the return of the death penalty. Because I'm sorry, this dude deserves to fucking be dead. He doesn't deserve for our tax money to let him live a life in prison.
Dude. This is some old bullshit. We already knew how part of our justice system is bullshit. This further confirms how bullshit it is. Like, what fucking loophole did this man find? Find in order to get rid of the death penalty? Like, I don't. I guarantee you, if someone goes out there and does the same shit and gets arrested and they get the death penalty and this man's still alive.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Like, you leaving someone, I don't know if he made the bombs or not, but if he made the bombs, then this man is obviously a threat. A huge threat. Then. What you got going on over
so
there?
So, this says on the conclusion of what. So, there's a bunch of, you know, information that was released. And okay. Having completed the review, the net result is this. We reverse the dude's conviction on counts 13, 15, 18 with the directions to acquit. And we vacate his death sentence on counts 4, 5, 9, 10, and 14 with directions to hold a new penalty phase trial consistent with this opinion and with local rule blank of the District of Massachusetts. But no, make no mistake, he will spend his remaining days locked up in prison, with the only matter remaining being whether he will die by execution. So they overturned it for a new penalty phase trial, which could reinstate the death sentence. He is still sentenced to life, and okay, will,
so pretty much,
so he so will nothing, still
so nothing slightly changed.
He will live out his life in prison, no matter what. But as of right now, he has life in prison instead of the death sentence, death penalty. But there will be a new penalty phase trial, which will determine on whether he still deserves the death sentence or if he will just have life in prison. All right. So now reading more of it, it makes sense. I still don't agree with it. He deserves to fucking be dead. But... I can see what they meant by it now.
I think either way it goes, he'll get what's coming to him.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Well, I mean, the dude can't even be in Gen Pop. Mm. He can't be in general population. The dude be fucking shanked in a matter of hours. So
exactly. All right, so you want to end this episode with jokes of the day or?
I'm down with the joke for the day.
You got one?
I'd have to find one. I usually have one, but I gotta find one. Alright, hold on. What kind of jokes are we going with? We're going with racist, sexual, funny, dad jokes.
It don't matter. Oh, we actually, you know what? We can go with the classic dad jokes.
Classic dad jokes. Alright, here we go.
Alright. So, I have one.
Good.
Did you hear about the hungry clock?
Nuh-uh.
It went back 4 seconds.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Oh, what was the Chevy? Oh, dude, you had the Chevy one earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's not really a Chevy one, but yeah. Go ahead.
What kind of truck does a cheap farmer can drive?
Which one?
A Ford.
Whether you're a Ford fan, Chevy fan, don't matter. That whole fucking joke works for any of them.
Yeah.
How do you get
I think we're going to snowball into a bunch of jokes right
now.
Oh,
yeah, we will. Oh, yeah. How do you get a squirrel to like you?
I don't know.
Act like a nut.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Who do you think will win in a race? A dog or a Pycos?
I don't know.
Do you even know what a Pycos is?
Nope.
About $6 to $7.
The graveyard looks overcrowded. People are dying to get in.
Shit.
I've heard that one plenty of times before, but that one's still fucking just as good as it was the first time. Oh, the classic. I see food. Oh, I'm on the seafood diet. I have seafood and I eat it. I made a pencil with two erasers. It was pointless.
Oh shit.
Okay, we could totally down spiral into a fucking world of fucking dad jokes right now, which we're not going to. So are we ready to get the fuck out of here?
I was just thinking about that R. Kelly one I made.
Oh shit.
We'll save that one for the next episode.
Tune in next week for a fucked up R. Kelly dad joke.
With that being said, I'm Rex.
I'm Skittles.
And it's time to get the fuck out of here.
All right, people. It's time to go home. Yep. Losing time. We're ready to head on out. So let's go. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Now you're making me mad. You're gonna make me swear. Get the fuck out of here. Finish up that beer. You might as well call it a night, my friend. You're gonna have to get the fuck out. Uh-huh. Well, maybe I'm out of line, but I'll take the blame. There's no better choice of words that I can use to explain. Get the fuck out of here. Finish up that beer.